Welcome, Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Well, thank you, Kathy, and you?
All right, thank you. If you were a car, what car would you be?
It's actually very, very difficult because you confuse desire with reality, as Adam just did. I'm not sure I've blended the two yet in my head.
Okay. I think whatever car, maybe a Hummer. I think you might be a Hummer. Tough, rugged.
Well, I've got a Bucky, a Toyota Hilux Bucky,
yeah.
Which is noisy and uncomfortable and not very fast, but it does take you to places where there pretty much are no places.
So would you identify that with your brand?
I do like it. Yeah, I do. I kind of, the other me.
Okay, so I've got a question first before we talk about whether you have confidence in the president or not. Why are we talking about this now?
Because it's not actually whether you, I, or any of, you know, the citizenry of South Africa feels about Cyril. It's how Parliament feels about Cyril, because he's facing his first motion of no confidence on the 30th of March. Now, the DA had wanted a vote of no confidence to be tabled against the cabinet, excluding Ramaphosa. I think they felt that, you know, going for Ramaphosa would be a bit, may not be that popular. But the African Transformation Movement has made sure that there's going to be a vote of no confidence tabled against him as well. So there'll be two votes of no confidence. Now, the Speaker of the Assembly, Nosiviwe Mampisa Nkakura, has said that that's fine, but the voting process is going to be open. And we've been there before. And she is absolutely sort of stuck on this. I mean, the DA's chief whip, Natasha Mazoni, has said that an open vote would be, quote, very concerning to members who might not want to toe the party line. And she said that an open vote would be tantamount to wasting time, which I suggest she's correct on that. But Mapisa Nkrakula said that she'd taken legal opinion on the matter, the suggestion being that she'd already done it. And she said, the environment in Parliament is not toxic at all.
Hmm.
Let me put it this way. I would believe it if you had an open vote and members of the ANC voted for one or other of the motions. But if it's not a closed vote, I don't see that happening. And obviously, if it's an open vote, the ANC's majority should put those two votes to bed one way or the other. But, you know, as the DA deputy chief whip said, the votes would be legally sound but make no sense where accountability was concerned. And I think this is the gist of it. In reality, we are looking at a sort of symbolic moment, more than anything else, because of course we haven't had a raft of any votes of no confidence in this government since Jacob Zuma was president. So maybe we're on a roll again with no confidence motions. I'd be very interested to know what how the citizenry feel about it, because Cyril Ramaphosa was very popular until June last year, but by September there were very strong feelings about things being more corrupt under him than under Jacob Zuma. So that is a vote of no confidence, I would say, but I wouldn't hold too much store by what happens on the 30th of March.
Sarah, thanks very much for your analysis on this. Unfortunately, we've got to wrap it up and say goodbye to our listeners for the day.
Well, we've just got to say goodbye to Sarah for now.